Diana Stint.
And Jill Mann.
Welcome to our
Squawkcast!
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is our 39th Squawkcast. We're very excited about that. Today's date is November 21st, and we have no special guests.
None. It's just us. We tried to get some, and they ran away.
That's it.
They did. No, I'm not coming near you. You'll make me talk on that thing.
It's really not that bad.
It's not. We make it fun.
Absolutely. And today we're going to talk about some wing feathers, our nest news, what's hatching, a glance back through the tail feathers. We're going to talk about flying the coop, some beak-offs, fledgling funny, and under our wing, plus a final flap. So it's a busy day. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll be.
Okay, here we go. Okay. Go fast, Jill.
Okay.
Zoom.
Zoom.
That's what comes up next.
Very nice segue.
There you go. So our next upcoming theme after Mexico is Zoom. That's what Jill's talking about. Mm-hmm. And guess what? CTV contacted us this past week, and they are wondering if we might be willing to have them out again.
Yeah, they had such a good time, and they got such good material last time they were here. They want to come back again, and they might, and we won't be able to talk about who yet, but they might be kind of adding someone extra in there too for us.
Yeah, that would be fabulous. Mm-hmm. So a special wing feather goes out to CTV2 for that. We appreciate it very much. And we have a couple of other wing feathers to give out too. Mm-hmm. So thank you to the Moss family for donating some coffee. We sure appreciate that. And I got to tell you, you people drink coffee.
Oh, a lot of it. A lot of it. We do a lot of coffee in this building.
On that note, we've come up with a few special things that we'll talk to you about a little bit later in the podcast. Yeah. But right now, thank you to people who have donated books to our little book sale that's at the front table. Yes. And we'd like to do a special shout out to someone
at
Alberta
T-shirt.
Woohoo!
It's like this just comes right off the cuff with us.
That's true. So Alberta T-shirt did some fabulous T-shirts for us. They also have designed up some cool jackets.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, Mr. D was so excited, that's our kindergarten teacher, to get his new jacket. He literally ripped it out of the box, out of my hands.
Oh, I know. He's been like sporting it and strutting around here. You're like, yeah, I look good. I got my new jacket on.
Yeah. So if anybody else would like a jacket, a Phoenix jacket, they're $60. And I got to say, I'm really impressed with the quality.
I am too. I really like it. I you know, my hubby and son got theirs and moved in right away too.
There you go. Okay. Looking good, everybody. So thank you to Alberta T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Let's talk about some nest news. Hey, Jill, what's been happening around Phoenix?
Well, we got our scholastic order.
Oh, school.
Yeah. Apparently I have a furball.
Cough it up.
Scholastic orders. Going in December 10th.
Right. So if you still have Scholastic books that you'd like to order, say for Christmas presents, then that's available to you. You can pick up the flyers at the front desk, and the next order will go out December 10th.
Yep.
I have to say my daughter has ordered your son's Christmas presents, and I've paid for them.
How fabulous of you guys.
I know.
I'm not organized at all yet, and if I'm not organized, my son is not organized.
Well, I thought it was incredibly crafty that my daughter put in a Scholastic's order, and I'm like, hey, you don't read that kind of stuff. And she goes, no, I know, it's for Owen.
Well, if anybody knew him, it would be her. What he likes.
Okay, so we also have the only other fundraiser that we basically do, which is Purdy. So once a year we do Purdy's, and that special order is going in on Tuesday, November 25th. So if you would like to order Christmas chocolates, mm-hmm. we would appreciate you doing it through the Phoenix Foundation. Mm-hmm. That little bit is going towards some new vacuum cleaners.
Yay! Considering I did vacuum maintenance this week and, you know, it wasn't pretty.
No. It wasn't pretty, but we consume a lot of coffee around here. So we managed to get a coffee roaster who is willing to support us. Yep. And so thank you very much to Blends Coffee.
Nice. Good remembering.
Yeah. Very cool. So Rudy at Blends is supporting us. Uh-huh. They also support another charity, which is the burn unit mm-hmm. at the hospital mm-hmm. And the Phoenix Foundation. I think they have a hot thing going there.
Ooh, beans.
That's it.
Well, the coffee's good so far. It's rolling on off our shelves, and it's been brewed in my personal morning coffee.
Yeah.
And it smells so good in this building.
Well, it's fresh roasted. So Rudy roasts it on Monday, and then we get it Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on when we put our order in. But we had such fun coming up with names for the coffee blends.
Oh, and the whole school, all of the staff, everybody's been involved putting in their 2 cents in there.
Yeah. So here they are. Are you ready? Dark roast.
Is Night Owl.
Medium roast.
Bird Brain.
I think we should drink that one.
I think we have been drinking that one.
Light roast.
Early Bird.
Organic.
Bird Turd.
You know, sadly, everybody said nobody will buy that one. Not with that name, but I think we're almost out of it.
I know. Yep. And the other very popular one?
Flock Off!
Yay!
Anyway, so if you would like to order some coffee, it's $14.75 a pound. Mm-hmm. And we have a few pounds here at the school. Otherwise, we'll place your order on Tuesday and you will receive it. Oh, no, we'll place the order on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you receive it the next Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon.
Right.
And you can choose either to have it in beans or ground.
Right. So that's fabulous.
I know.
Great. That one we're very excited about.
We had a lot of fun. Much entertainment.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So there have been a bunch of other things going on around here. So mm-hmm. let's talk a little bit about what's hatching.
Mm-hmm. We've got a kind of new thing we haven't done before. But, you know, it's high time. We have some kids who need to know these things and maybe some adults.
Right. Yeah. If they're driving your car, they should know how to do basic maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
So on November 28th, mm-hmm. one of our dads here, who is a heavy-duty auto mechanic, mm-hmm. is putting on a course for you guys. It's automotive maintenance.
Automotive maintenance, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
So it's $50. It runs 2 mornings, so mm-hmm. November 28th and December 5th. From 9 to noon, and you are going to get all the basics of how to maintain and keep your car on the road.
And dress appropriately.
Yes.
It is outside.
Part of it is, for sure.
Yeah.
You'll actually be changing oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, don't come in your summer wear.
No. Although, you know, right now we're experiencing a lovely Chinook, so it is 7 degrees above, but that can change.
Yeah, in a blink.
Yeah. So also on November 28th, we have our glass fusion class, and it's You Be the Artist, and they are coming here to Phoenix. But I'm sorry to say the class is full.
Well, I'm happy to say the class is full.
Yeah, but I can't get in.
It's so sad when something great and we don't get enough people, so...
Yeah, well, it is full, but it's sad for you if you didn't register.
Yeah, too bad for you.
Hey, speaking of stuff and how we've done over the last year,
mm-hmm.
November 30th is always a very special date because we need to submit to Alberta Education our AERR and our 3-year plan. AERR stands for Annual Education Results Report.
Nice.
And so we did one of those. We do one every year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how did we do? This is the survey that you guys fill out in January,
mm-hmm.
and then we have to respond to it
mm-hmm.
Throughout the year. So we had a bunch of different accomplishments, and you're missing half the report.
I love that it's so short. I'm completely game with that, but I could swear there were a few more pages.
You're missing a few pages. You have a few feathers loose.
Yeah, a few pages short of load.
Anyways, we celebrated last year was our 10th year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
We upgraded our iPads.
Yep.
And on our report, you see a picture of Jill and several of our other board members accepting a check from Mo Amery. So, yay!
That was an awesome day.
It was. It was perfect.
Anybody ever wants to give us a check?
Yeah, it's a very good day.
We are here and we will take our picture with getting the check.
There you go. We cleaned up our instructor's area in the back, and we renovated the chop shop, and you guys followed us through all of that, so thank you for your support and understanding as we renovated.
Mm-hmm.
We published our schedule and our program guide a whole year in advance, months and months in advance mm-hmm. for the whole year.
And it was awesome.
It was a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
Yeah. We compiled and offered a whole bunch of different kinds of resources, our backpack program and things like that. So that was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had to run doubles of most classes last year.
We did. We really had a huge outpouring for classes last year, and oh my goodness.
It was tremendous.
It was.
We are, of course, members of AISCA. That's the Private Schools Association for the province of Alberta. We sat on the working committee for Alberta Education and the new home education regulations, which we still haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a surprise.
It will be a surprise. Our Squadcast has gained quite a bit of momentum, and we have quite a few followers, including some international ones.
Which is just so strange to think about.
Well, when I went to pick up our jackets from Alberta T-Shirt, I walked in there and they went, they'd never met me before.
Yeah.
And I walked in and they went, Diana!
Kind of freaked her out.
A little bit. Anyways, they had scanned our website and listened to our podcast and such, so thank you.
Watch the little videos.
Yeah.
And they're fans.
There you go. So we built another music room last year. Mm-hmm. We designed those fabulous T-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And we implemented 5 successful themes.
Yep.
We rented out our facility to a wide variety of people, so it got good use.
Mm-hmm.
We received special needs funding for the first time ever, so thank you very much, Alberta Education, for that support.
Mm-hmm.
And we hosted a wide variety of different kinds of in-service and professional development.
Yeah. I love doing that. It helps people grow.
Yeah, it does. It was a busy, busy year.
It was. I'm kind of tired all of a sudden working at that.
So you can read some more about those things in our AERR.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also see some of our strategies because, you know, there are basically 5 different goals that the province sets out for us. Actually, I lied. There's only 4. The first one is an excellent start to learning.
Yeah.
And that's our little preschool program. That's how we provide an excellent start.
Yep, start them out.
The next one is success for every student. And you guys, when the survey comes around, you get to vote on this. As well, our PAT results form a part of this and other stats. Well, we know you're doing a great job, but unfortunately, the province, well, you know, our PATs, our provincial achievement test results, well, the kids who participate in them do a great job.
Oh, yeah, always.
We just don't have a lot of kids participating.
Yeah.
So we hope this year that parents participated in the new grade 3 test,
mm-hmm.
which was the student learning assessments.
Mm-hmm.
They were part on the iPad and part in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully a lot more people participated in that.
And I expect to see some tweaking of that too over the time. I'm not certain it's like completely ready to fly on its own. I think there'll be some adjustments of that.
I'm certain of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have a lot of families who participated in the Canadian Test of Basic Skills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there. Then one of the other outcomes underneath of that goal is students demonstrate proficiency in literacy and numeracy.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, our PAT results are not great, but we have confidence that you guys are learning and growing and doing a really good job. Your submissions, your interactions, what we see going on in the classroom, and your Canadian basic skills test results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So students demonstrate citizenship and entrepreneurship. 94% of you think that our kids are modeling characteristics of an active citizen. So that's great.
Our kids are very active around here.
They are. 93% of you think that kids are being taught the attitudes and behaviors that they need to be successful. So good job, parents. You mm-hmm. think you're doing a great job, and so do we.
Yeah.
77% of our teachers and parents thought that students demonstrated the knowledge, skills, and attitudes necessary for lifelong learning. You know, so that one's a little bit low.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why? Well, that's a good question. When we asked you guys that question, you responded with the fact that you weren't sure what kind of skills, attitudes, and behaviors kids are going to need for the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And really, I mean, the future is changing, and it's changing rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're dealing with some bigger global issues, economy,
Technology, I think that's it. I mean, there are careers and choices and possibilities that, you know, didn't exist last year.
Exactly. So we hope that we will improve in this area, but really there's, I think, always going to be some uncertainty around that.
Yeah.
Okay, goal number 3 was quality teaching and school leadership. So we scored a 97.
Woo-hoo!
Rock on, people. Well done. On goal number 4, which is engaged and effective governance, We scored 100% on parent involvement, mm-hmm. which, you know, it is homeschooling.
Yeah, big surprise there. Because our parents show up and they are taking part.
There you go. 97% of us thought that the overall quality of education that kids were receiving through homeschooling was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the last outcome was that students and communities have access to a safe and healthy learning environment. And you know, we scored very high in this area. Mm-hmm. So 94% of you thought that Phoenix was an outstanding learning environment, and we agree. You can read more about these kinds of things in our annual education results report. You'll also see a summary of our financial results. And last but not least, you'll see a summary of our budget for this year.
What can you say after that? Really?
I don't know. Drum roll.
Yes, this document represents hours and hours of Diana Stinn's time.
Well, and you know how the report comes together is that you guys fill out the surveys in January. Mm-hmm. We get a copy of all of that information in May. Mm-hmm. So we start looking at it, talking about it, trying to think about what we're going to do for the upcoming school year. Mm-hmm. Then we're in the throes of the school year. So all of our teachers and staff create a growth plan mm-hmm. that reflect these goals yeah. and what kinds of strategies we can put in place mm-hmm. to affect change if we need to do that. Mm-hmm. Then we compile those. We mm-hmm. talk to our parents. We look at what's worked and what's not working. Mm-hmm. And we produce a report. So it is kind of a big job.
It is kind of a big job. We see her like sitting there pulling her hair out while she's like trying to bring it all together into one cohesive report. It's awe-inspiring.
I think actually the hair pulling was over our audited financial statements.
Which is also a popular time of year.
It totally is. So the auditors, we finish up our year end August 31st. The auditors start working on things and they produce a report in conjunction with the staff here at the Phoenix Foundation, that is our financial statements. And those have to be submitted to Alberta Education and pass their approval.
And what happens if they don't get put in on the right day?
Well, if they don't get put in on the right day, Alberta Education withholds our funding.
Yeah.
They keep all our money
Which
until
means your
it gets
money.
In. Yeah, exactly.
So it's important when you sometimes see at the beginning of the year, some of our staff, i.e. Diana, Katie, running around the building looking harried. You don't stop them.
Yeah.
It's very important they finish that document.
Absolutely. So a big, big, ginormous thank you to Sean Pilling, our school treasurer.
Yes.
And to Katie Franchuk, our board secretary, for making sure that that document got in on time and working with our auditors to ensure that it was successful.
Yep.
So
good
thank
job.
You guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woohoo! Wing feather to you.
I think 3 or 4.
Yeah, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's take a little glance back through the tail feathers.
All right.
There was something that happened today. Your friend came in.
My friend, my longtime friend. She came in and taught our family, our moms and such, a lap booking workshop. What's lap booking all about?
Well, it's a very cool way of using file folders and different sort of presentation techniques mm-hmm. to present the information that your kids are learning.
Yeah. And like you know, I talked to Lori afterwards, how did it go? And she was just so bubbly and happy. She's like, it went very good. She goes, you know, I keep, you know, reiterating to them that this is your child's lap book. Unless your child says you're allowed to write in it, this is their representation of their learning. If you need to do a lap book, do one side by side with them.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, I used to do because there'd be things, they're so cute. They're folders
yes.
and they're things, so I would want to do my own often.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So thank you to the 10 people that participated in that lap book.
Yeah.
I took a fair bit of video and some photos and things like that. So we'll post a little bit of that on our website. Mm-hmm. But you know, it was hilarious because one of the parents on the way out said, Diana. And I'm like, yes, I have to talk to you. And I'm thinking,
what
oh,
did
no.
you do now?
Anyway, so she says, I think you guys have created a monster. And I'm like, what?
Which one?
I love this.
So happy to hear this. I mean, like I say, Lori was just bubbling over with excitement from the feedback she got and giving, you know, and this is such old stuff for all of us. This was like way back in the dark ages when we began, but somehow some of these wonderful, wonderful interactive
concepts and learning
and ways of showing
yes.
your child's learning. You, yes, this counts.
And it totally can be a submission.
Absolutely. You can hand this in and say, look what we did for classroom chemistry.
Yeah, very exciting. We've done lab books on chocolate.
The Knights of Chivalry.
Oh, yes.
Remember that
grammar.
One?
Grammar.
Oh, grammar. Grammar.
Oh, grammar detectives? Yeah, I think something like that.
China?
Oh, yes. Oh, tons of different ones.
Like I say, we did this with our kids when they weren't like big and
stinky. Because now they're big and stinky. Yeah.
When they were cute and fun and we got to use sparkles.
That's right. So now we get to do them with other people's kids.
I know. We're like grandmas.
There you go. So that lap booking workshop was great fun. Thank you, Lori DeRogier. We appreciate you immensely.
Good job.
Hey, we also had another workshop the weekend before.
We did.
It was the Tornado Hunters.
Very well received. I gotta say, the young and the old came out of that one just jazzed, man.
Totally. We had 18 people registered for it. Unfortunately, only 7 out of the 18 were able to make it, either due to illness or weather or something.
I don't know,
but please, if you can't make it, please make sure you call us because sometimes we have people on a wait list for these things.
And we've told them no.
Right. But I got to tell you, in this case, the guy was fabulous.
Oh my gosh. He was very dynamic. He excellent presenter. And yeah.
What can you expect from a dude that drives around chasing tornadoes?
No way. Oh yeah. He was a riot. And like I say, everyone came out of there just jazzed up.
Totally. Yeah. It has been a busy week. Listen, we did photo retakes for mm-hmm. everybody if anybody needed that. Mm-hmm. The school nurse was out and did some vaccinations. Mm-hmm.
Mexico classes.
Yeah. And they've been busy.
Ooh, hot dog day. How many hot dogs we go through?
I think only 36 on that day.
Oh, it was a short day.
It was a short day. And of course, we had some new teen classes.
Yes.
So those were busy and active. Kids were learning about website development, mm-hmm. Animal basics. And I think we're going to have a bunch of animals in the building next week.
Are they slithery animals?
I hope not. And then, last but not least, the kids started their cake and pastry class. And if I look over right now,
you can see.
I can see. Apple pie.
And it's been left unsupervised in the same room that we are in.
Right. So we podcast from the Phoenix kitchen to your kitchen.
It is. It's the best room to do a podcast in.
It totally is. Hey, we have a couple of beak-offs.
Yeah, we do. It's been a rough week on a couple of things around here.
Yeah, so if you checked out our website this week, you will have noticed we did a little video talking about our library area.
Yeah.
The Learning Commons.
And what is it that you kind of relate to libraries? Well, books.
Right.
Learning.
Right.
And
quiet. So that's what we're asking everybody is please be aware of the noise level. It affects the kids in classes. Mm-hmm. They can hear all of your noise in the library.
Yeah.
And we need to be respectful of other people that are using that area.
Yes.
So if you're just sitting there chatting and socializing, you need to be aware of the tone and the level of noise and supervising your kids.
Yes.
Because you're affecting the people around you who are trying to learn.
Yeah, it's not fair.
Right. We've created some little cards as reminders, so you'll be getting some of those in the mail, and you'll also be handed some of those in person.
And you also need to remember to clean up behind yourselves.
Oh, please.
Because it took 3 members of our staff to clean up the library extra.
Right. So please make sure that you clean up as you go and use the wet ones.
Yes.
Disinfect.
Because it is that time of year.
It totally is. So we appreciate all of those mm-hmm. people who do that on a regular basis. You guys rock beyond belief. And you help keep our little nest sparkly clean.
My goodness, aren't we just happy all the
Hey, that probably leads us into a fledgling funny.
Ah, yes.
So, Lori DeRogier, our guest instructor who did that wonderful lap booking workshop for us, mm-hmm. Her son participated in a class, and he's so cute. Every time I see Noah, he walks up and gives me the biggest hug. I really appreciate it very much. But I think something weird went on in their class.
I think a lot of things weird went on in their class, mainly because I happen to know one of my chop-top monkeys, Jen, was their instructor, and she usually leads to weird and wonderful.
Yeah, but there was a video that was posted on Facebook about whacking pinatas.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, first of all, I did notice when watching that again, it shows Jen setting up one of our teen mentors to hold the stick in the pinata while one of the kids, Noah, went at it with a stick, but it did show Jen running rapidly away from the pinata. And I'm thinking, hey, that's kind of smart.
Well, I think at one point the kids couldn't break the pinata, so they actually set Jen up, blindfolded her, turned her around, got her all dizzy and crazy, so that she could try and whack the pinata.
Yeah, I think they had a lot of fun spinning Jen.
I think they did.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we'd like to take a few of you underneath our wing.
And we have this week.
We really have.
We have.
Do you know, we have had, I think it's either 12 or 13 inquiries this week from families where they either were with us last year and made a change.
Or several years, either way.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of those people are coming back, but we're also getting a lot of rescue students.
Yeah, straight out of, you know, their public situation or some other, you know, type of situation. And, you know, it's so sad. They show up, you know, just at the end of their rope. And I remember being there. And we're so happy that we can be here to help you guys out.
Absolutely. So we would love to take you under our wing. Please, if you need a cup of coffee, we serve this great coffee now. You can buy some.
That's right. Who can be sad and feeling low when you're drinking bird turd?
Well, I think if I was drinking real bird turd, I might feel sad.
Well, you know. Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not. But hey, we have a wide, diverse group here.
We do, with lots of interests and passions.
Yeah.
And beliefs.
Absolutely. So we wanted to spend a minute talking about the difference or the terms that we use to remind people about Phoenix. Mm-hmm. We are a secular organization that doesn't necessarily adhere to any one religion. Mm-hmm. We support people of all faiths, denominations, colors, mm-hmm. culture, all kinds of stuff. Yes. The thing that ties us together is that we all homeschool.
Oh, see, I thought it was food.
Because well, that's what we hope they bring us.
Because we will often celebrate. It's not that we don't acknowledge that no belief systems happen in the world.
Right.
We like to acknowledge lots of different options and beliefs, and they... Again, the ones we tend to embrace right away are ones that we can celebrate through food.
Right. So we've had a couple of people ask us about the term non-denominational. Mm-hmm. Jill, what does it mean?
It is a term that indicates that a person or organization is not restricted to any particular or specific religious denomination.
Right. So it doesn't mean that we are a Christian organization.
Nope.
We are a secular organization.
Yeah.
So we support everybody on each of your individual journeys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're here about learning and education and community. And what you choose as far as your belief or lack thereof within
right.
your family, great. But you, we don't need it here.
Right. So please remember that, you know, if there is something in particular that we are offering that you don't want to participate in, that is your choice. And
Absolutely.
You are encouraged to not register.
Yeah. But, you know, we love the different people that are showing up.
Completely.
They bring so much depth and breadth to our community. And
Absolutely.
They're all welcome here.
Absolutely. So just a clarification around that. And thank you for bringing that up, Jill.
Okay. Sorry, got distracted. Squirrel.
Hey, there's been a couple of other things in the news recently. You pulled up another article that we thought we would talk about today. And Alberta School Boards Association passed a motion to reduce the weight of diploma exams from 50% to 30%. Yeah, I want to know how they can do that. Because I'd like to pass a resolution mm-hmm. that the Alberta government gives homeschoolers more money.
I am in for that.
Do you second that?
I second that.
Okay, we have a motion. We've passed a motion.
And it's been approved.
Yeah, there you go.
But unfortunately, that is just about as much as this is, other than maybe it's in the works, which would be great.
Right. So I think basically what will happen is that this sort of sends a signal to Alberta Education mm-hmm. that school boards would like to make some changes mm-hmm. to the weighting of stuff. But I do believe that this is a provincial matter and it is up to the education minister, mm-hmm. Minister Gordon Dirks.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on that, see what happens in the future. Education right. changes every year a little bit.
It sure does. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting to remember here is that education is a provincial matter. Mm-hmm. So if we were looking at Saskatchewan or BC, education is very different there than mm-hmm. it is in our province. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are some jurisdictions, as far as I'm aware, that don't even have diploma exams.
Yeah, so it's hard whenever you're being compared against a student who's graduated in one place that their diploma exam was only weighed at 30% mm-hmm. as opposed to 50% or that they didn't have one at all and it was based on their body of work throughout the course.
Right. And mm-hmm. I have to say, in some ways, I agree with, mm-hmm. and I don't know where you're at with this, Jill, but like I said, I agree with actually lowering the percentage of the weighting for the diploma exams. I think it puts huge pressure on kids to perform. And I know it used to be 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 50% was better, mm-hmm. but I think 30% is even better because yeah. it's one test.
Yeah, it's not the months they've spent on that course talking, sharing, listening, practicing. It's just what can be slapped down into multiple choice and short course and essay answer.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of unfortunate. A lot of time, I have watched these kids. They put a lot of effort into the entire coursework.
Right. So, you know, we'll see. And Global News recently reported that 73% of their voters on a poll mm-hmm. also agreed that the diploma exam weighting should be changed to 30%. So what do you think, listeners? For those of you who have high school students who are taking part in courses and mm-hmm. earning credits and looking at entering the post-secondary world, what do you think? Would mm-hmm. you prefer that there was less weight on a single exam?
As one of those, my vote is yes.
Okay, sounds all good. Hey, so thank you very much for listening to our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's basically all we have for you. Wait, I'm sure we have one more flap. A final flap.
A final flap. All righty.
Hey, we've been doing some work talking about the future. So our board recently participated in a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a very exotic location.
Yes, yes.
The Danish-Canadian Club.
Yeah!
And we had
the basement there.
Yeah. And we had a great time talking about where we're at. Phoenix has achieved some milestones, mm-hmm. and we're looking towards the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we've actually gotten really practical, and we've started working on next year's program guide.
It's
early.
Going to be good. Early. Because we love having it
yes.
done.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm already planning the Phoenix, the themes for next year. And while I was looking at research of pictures and different things like that, it was like, oh, this would be a cute class. Oh,
yeah.
This would be a cute class.
Yeah.
And so I'm kind of playing with both, you know, and then they'll all fix what I write. So that's good.
There you go.
What are our themes?
Yeah, so Polynesia.
Uh-huh. The yeah. Roman Empire.
Oh, yeah. So a little bit looking back. Mm-hmm. And then Australia, so
yes.
a little down under.
Yes, and the ends of the earth.
The poles.
Yep.
And then finally we finish with Dr. Seuss.
Totally.
Because, you know, at that time of the year, it's just good to have some nonsense.
And frankly, I mean, between the chop shop and the instructors, we have all been whining about doing this one for a couple of years.
There
and it's finally our turn.
Yes, so that should be very exciting.
Yeah.
The program guide, we are working on it now. We are totally interested in ideas that you might have for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got some great ideas, mm-hmm. please make sure that you drop us a little line. You can email us at info@phoenixfoundation.ca.
Mm-hmm.
You can leave us a comment on our website at phoenixfoundation.ca. You can leave us some comments or posts on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. Yahoo group.
Yeah, Yahoo group. Is there anything else we do? Aside from this Squatcast.
I think that's it.
About it. Or you can always come down for a coffee and a tour, and you can find us here in Calgary, Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
Right now the sky is blue and it's sunny out there.
For right now.
Right. So hurry on down. Hey, Jill, thanks very much for participating in our Squatcast.
Well, thank you, Diana Stinn, for participating in our Squatcast.
Hey, we would like to wish you guys
a creative day.
A what?
A creative day.
A creative day?
Yeah.
Okay, that goes along with lap booking. I like that.
I like that.
Okay, everybody, have a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.